Morning Sunday School. I'm glad to see all of you here again after such a long wait during our Christmas break. And last week you were so good during the distribution of the candles and the light from Etch Me'adzin. And as you see, the light is still up on the altar and shining to us. So this will be here for the rest of the year. And actually it will continue, but we'll distribute through the rest of the year. Today, what the deacon read a few minutes ago from the Bible is a very famous passage in which Jesus talks about being born again. He says you have to be born again. And Nicodemus, who was a very famous person, who was very learned, he was an educated man, he knew the Bible backwards and forwards, he asked Jesus, he said, how could this be? Can a man enter into his mom's tummy one more time? In other words, you know, Jesus was saying you have to be born again. What does that mean? You have to come back into your mommy's tummy and then be born again? And Jesus said, no. He says, you have to be born of the water and the Spirit. And of course, he referenced baptism. And in our baptism, we're born from the tummy of the church, so to speak, which is the baptism font, which is the font today in computer terms is a letter, but it also means the basin. And it's shaped like the tummy of the church. So. And that's why we call our church the mother church. It's the mother to all of us. But more important than that is that we have an opportunity to be born again through Christ. In other words, we become new people. And this is really important because today we're celebrating two very special people. Tomorrow is the feast of Saint John the Baptist, Hovanu Garabed. That's tomorrow. Now, we know in Armenian the word Baptist is Magardich, Hovanes Magardich. But tomorrow we call him Garabed because he has two names. Magardich means the Baptist. Garabed means the forerunner. Somebody who came before. Who did he come before? Who did St. John, the forerunner, who did he come in front of before? He came in front of Jesus. And his whole thing, the Bible says, that he came and he said that, I am preparing the way of the Lord. In other words, I am not God, but I'm preparing his way so that when he comes, he can give you the message. And so St. John, the forerunner, Garabed, was the one who brought the message before Jesus and allowed Jesus to come into the picture. Also tomorrow, we know that the banks are closed and the post office won't deliver mail, and I think even garbage doesn't get picked up. And it's not because of St. John Garabed, it's because of somebody else. And you probably know that. Oh, look at the hands. How do you know this guy and you don't know St. John Garabed? Sulfovanes. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Let's say. Ayo. Yes. Yes, okay. Martin Luther King. Very good. And of course, he is not a saint like St. John the forerunner, but he is a very special person because he was a person who was able to take God's message and transfer it to people. In other words, make God's message very real in the lives of people. And most people know him because of a famous speech that he said, I have a dream. And some people even think that, well, he's somebody that only black Americans should honor and remember. Actually, he has more to say to us today than what history really tells us or teaches us. Because Martin Luther King was a man of God. And in fact, his son, Dexter King, in writing about him, he says, my father died at a very early age, at age 39, but he lived a life fuller than most who have found longevity. Now listen what he says. He says, my father died for the glory of God, and his death was a triumph because he always stayed with his mission. And that's what we honor too. It's not just that he proclaimed civil rights or he fought for civil rights, but he was a person who was able to take the gospel of Jesus and make it real in the lives of people. In fact, so real that he even talks about the church. I want to read this passage too. It says, the church has an opportunity and a duty to lift up its voice like a trumpet and declare to the people the immorality of segregation. It must affirm that every human life is a reflection of divinity and that every act of injustice mars and defaces the image of God in man. What does this mean? In other words, we are all created in the image of God, and nobody has a right to tell you that you are any better or any worse than anyone else. And this is what segregation, this is what racism is. Now, racism is a very evil word. You know, as you're growing up, Sunday school, people talk to you about all these bad words that are out there. Those are bad words. But probably one of the worst words that you'll ever hear is a word called racism. It means that one person is better than another person. And that is not the message of God. That's in fact what St. John Garabed wanted to proclaim to the people. That you people think that you are followers of the law of God, but you're no better off, you're no better people than the people on the streets. During the time of St. John the Forerunner, there were people called Pharisees who thought that they were so good that they were better than most people. During Martin Luther King's time, there were people, there still are, people who think that they are better because the color of their skin is different than other people. And Martin Luther King, one of the lasting legacies that he leaves is that we are all equal. A gospel message that comes to us from time immortal. That God is created. In fact, Jesus says, why do you judge one another? God lets the sun come down on the good and the bad. If you are a bad person, if you're a bad boy or girl, and you went outside right now on the sunny day, do you think that there would be a cloud on you? Do you think everybody else would get sun, but because you are a bad boy or girl, that there would be a cloud shining on you, covering you? No. God makes it shine on everybody. Our job is not to judge people, but it's to live the best that we can. And this is what St. John the Baptist was proclaiming, in that repent, in other words, we are all sinners. It is what the message of Martin Luther King Jr. tomorrow, which is a day that many people will take off and unfortunately not even heed the words of this very great civil rights pioneer here in this country. Just a few years ago, black people were not given the same rights that you and I were given because we're white. A few years before that, we as Armenians in the 1930s would have all kinds of discrimination. If you were an Armenian, especially in the Fresno area, and you tried to get a job and they saw your name, it ends with what? IAN, yes. If your name ended with IAN, and it was a yan, they wouldn't give you a job. And so many of our fathers and great-grandfathers, they changed their names so that they dropped the IN so they could get a job and they could make money for their families. Now, a black person could not just leave his name off. A black person is black. He's always discriminated against. And Martin Luther King's lasting legacy is that you do not judge somebody by what he looks like, but the content of his character. And this is a very important message that comes to us on this day. It's very easy for us as Armenians especially to stand up and try to think that we as Armenians are very special on this 1700th anniversary of Christianity, that we were the first Christian nation. But God says that you have to prove yourself today. And so I invite the Sunday school students today to think about what Martin Luther King really talked about, what St. John the Baptist talked about. I'm not here. Last year I remember preaching a couple years ago about St. John the Baptist. It coincided with Martin Luther King, and they said, how dare I compare St. John the Baptist with a black man? And you know what? St. John the Baptist was like you and me. That's why he's a saint and he's not God. All the saints are people like you and me. They make mistakes. Martin Luther King is not a saint. Okay? But, like you and me, he had an idea And over above that idea, he was able to transfer to people and make those people better people for listening to the Word of God. That's the challenge that you have as Sunday school. That's the challenge that we all have as people, especially as Armenian Christians living in this day and age. So God bless you. May the memory of Martin Luther King be in all of you. St. John the Baptist opens the way. Accept Christ as the fulfillment of that way. Amen.